T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I voted for zero. My line is, if you've been linked, I won't vote for you. Bonds and Clemens, I'm convinced, cheated the game. Bonds is the best player I've ever seen. You want to recognize him as the home run leader? I'm not putting an asterisk next to him with those 73 home runs, but I don't have to give him the highest honor in the game. There is an integrity clause in our voting. You have to have sportsmanship integrity, called the character clause. I just can't pull the trigger and vote for those guys.
Presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. I needed a Rutherford detour. I need a few minutes here to just try to continue to take in Rutherford and not just go psychotic over reacting to every tweet that comes in from Hockey Insider on why Rutherford stepped down and parsing through David Morehouse quotes. We'll have plenty of time to do that. So just like sometimes when you've got a big project you're doing, or you know, you're studying for a final exam or something, you take a quick break just to kind of mentally get yourself right, Chris. You familiar with that practice? Mm-hmm. So I figured we would just take a few minutes to react to Cook. Because that's really what the Hall of Fame has become about. It's become more and more about the people who have the power to keep players out of the Hall of Fame. Ron was one of 14 voters, this is a record, who didn't put a single player on their ballot. 14 voters did it. Ron was one of them. And you heard Ron cite, this is the highest honor out there, I don't want to give it to him. And continues to bring up this ridiculous character clause. And here is my thing about just the ridiculousness of that. Okay? If guys are so, you know, beholden to character clause, Craig, the character clause means so much. Why don't we ever hear guys get in because of it?
It can only be used as a detriment, is
right.
What you're saying.
Yeah, it just keeps guys out. Why doesn't it get guys in?
That's a great way to look
Why
at
don't
it.
We ever hear a Ron Cook say, I know that this person's numbers, Dale Murphy, had really good numbers, won a couple MVP awards, falls short numbers-wise, but was such a great face of the game and such a great ambassador for the game that I voted him in on the character clause. He upheld integrity, sportsmanship, character. He stood for all those things. That's what the Hall of Fame says it wants. So that's why I voted for this guy.
He was the exemplar of what a ball player should be, or something like that.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Was Jeff Kent tied to PEDs?
Just circumstantially. Like, here's a guy that sucked for the Mets, like a lot of guys do, and then had his numbers go way up.
Your way of thinking has me very intrigued. People are not voting for Bonds because of his character. So if you feel that way about Bonds, should you not give Jeff Kent a vote for trying to punch the guy in the face? I hate this guy's character, and this guy tried punching him in the face for it.
He tried to stand up against evil once and for all.
Can you guys tell me, did Ron vote for Pudge Rodriguez?
I don't know. I tried.
Where did Pudge get in? Do you remember? Was it the last couple of years, 2 or 3 years?
Last 5 years. I know he voted for Piazza.
Hold on. Just let me humor me. Well, you guys can keep talking. Do whatever you'd like.
You want us to continue to do a radio show while you, what, exactly, research things on the fly?
No, or whatever we like.
Okay, so here, Ivan Rodriguez here. I just had to go. I had to find it. Just relax here, boys. Had to find it. I'm going to go find Cook on Pudge, because Pudge got in his first year with almost 80% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go find to see if Ron Cook voted for Pudge, because at the very least, I'm a little bit off of my like angry pedestal at Ron yesterday. Well, only in the sense that I'm still like seething at his gesture, but I'm not going to like scream and yell and make a big fool out of myself maybe by ripping him. I just want to see if Ron was consistent and voted for Pudge. And where on earth is this? I don't see Ron's vote that year.
Okay. I'm spent emotionally with this.
So did Ron just not vote?
No, he did. 2017? I just don't think maybe it got out there into the public space.
I guess I would love to know from Ron, did you vote for Pudge Rodriguez, who everyone said is a blood and guts baseball guy, but who also was a cheat?
But do you get what I'm saying? Like,
No, it never gets used as, it's just like team chemistry. You never hear of a team that only wins, like, in advance of their big win, people talk about their team chemistry and their intangibles as a reason why they'll win. It gets cited after the fact. And most of the time, chemistry is always brought up as a negative. This team has bad chemistry,
because
therefore they didn't win.
My biggest complaint about the Hall of Fame voters and guys like Ron are when they pick and choose to use the characters clause. It seems to only
it's a steroid.
Come
it's
into
the steroid clause
for steroid guys. And you know what? Maybe we're seeing it happen again with Schilling. Maybe, but Schilling's a borderline guy.
We've seen more people vote for Schilling. I know Biertemple voted for Schilling but didn't vote for Bonds or Clemens. So that would suggest to me that him it's a steroid clause.
So maybe hateful rhetoric isn't as big of a violation of character clause as guys that use PEDs in an environment where just about everyone was using PEDs.
Does that not seem kind of ridiculous to you? I mean, I like to think that I have like some credibility here talking about this, because I think Schilling's a Hall of Famer and I would vote for him if I had a vote.
If the Hall of Fame said to you as a voter, Craig, you have to honor the character clause, okay? In your opinion, what would be a bigger violation of the character clause? If a guy used PEDs, or if the allegations are true that Omar Vizquel beat up his wife?
The Omar Vizquel one. Yeah. That, for me, would be a bigger one that I would hold a guy out for.
It says the word character in here. I've got the Hall of Fame clause, right? It says character. I mean, integrity. Are you a man of integrity if you do something like that?
Certainly not.
So, they pick and choose when they want to enforce it, and they're enforcing it on guys that Zeiss's big kick is they're enforcing it on guys that they just don't like. They're enforcing it on guys that were not nice to them. That Bonds was not nice.
I agree with that.
And that's how they're finding this loophole to keep the guy out.
What's weird to me about Ron and what is like maddeningly inconsistent here, I understand his rationale. I'm not going to rehash that. He thinks this is the highest honor, so this is how he'll levy his penalty. He seems fully capable of admitting Bonds' greatness, in spite of probably not liking him as a person.
Yeah, he says no asterisk next to the home run record.
I get the sense Ron doesn't like Barry Bonds the person, which puts him in there's many people who would share that opinion in baseball circles, writers, etc. But he's willing to acknowledge all of Bonds' career accomplishments with no asterisks, like you just said, but hold this one over him? That seems to me to be more petty and personally vindictive than almost anything could be. You're not being a gatekeeper. You're being petty if you do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.